Now turn to part three. You'll hear an interview with a British film director, Anne Howard, who has recently made a film in Hollywood. For questions 18 to 22, choose the answer, A, B, C or D, which fits best according to what you hear. You now have 1 minute in which to look at part three.
With us today in the studio is the film director Anne Howard.
Anne, your early success gave you the opportunity to travel to the USA to work in Hollywood. Would you say you have a good relationship with the American film business?
Oh, everybody has a tough relationship with the American film industry, you know. Hollywood's got this ability to love the success of the films you've done independently and then want to destroy that very fact. Really, to buy you and then to make you into something very different.
Their studio system did little for the one film you made over there, did it?
Yeah, it was a bit messed up. I had a bit of trouble there.
It's a shame, because you can see the original concept has an awful lot going for it.
Yeah, but I shouldn't really be allowed to make a comedy. It's not in my temperament, really. I can't even tell a joke. So there are a lot of factors at work in all that.
There were several scriptwriters involved, weren't there?
Yes, quite a few. I mean, I wrote the script and there were American characters in it. So when I showed it to the studio, they said, well, let's define these American characters more clearly. Let's build up the American sequences and all that kind of thing. So let's work with this writer and that writer. And in the end, there were three or four of us working on it and it got a bit confusing.
And the ship sort of sails away at that point, doesn't it?
Right, it does. Yeah, but you still got to direct the film, you know, and you've got to deal with everything. And it was quite an interesting experience. I still got a lot out of directing it, you know. And then we cut the movie together and I went through the experience of previews, which I hadn't been through before.
Now, this is where they put it to test audiences, don't they?
Yeah, they do it very scientifically, actually. And the answers are always the same. It's amazing. You preview it in Los Angeles and they say, let's try New York to see if we get different responses. And then they're exactly the same in New York as in Los Angeles.
But surely that audience knows they're watching it under very strange circumstances.
Yeah, too right. You've got a bunch of self-appointed critics. Because generally you don't look at a film and fill out a card. First of all, you should choose to see a movie. When you pay for the ticket, you've accepted some level of involvement with the film.
It's like a contract, isn't it?
Yeah, but when you go to a test audience showing, you haven't done that. You're going to be a kind of privileged person.
And these people can cause changes to occur.
Well, yeah, they can do. They have approval ratings. Then they have to say if they will recommend it to their friends. And so you have to get definitely or probably on that, combined with excellent or very good on 75 to 80% of the cards. And if not, they put you back in the mincer and grind you up ready to spit you out again.
It makes you wonder what would have happened to the great classics if they'd had to go through that, doesn't it?
Well, they always did it. Hmm. Even Chaplin used to preview his films, you know.
Of course.
I mean, it's a useful tool as long as it's in the hands of the filmmaker. If you direct a movie, you want to know about points that maybe don't reach an audience. And you realise that very quickly if you show it to 200 or 300 people.
But then you're still relying on your own judgement, ultimately, aren't you?
Yeah. It's when it's used as a marketing tool or as a tool to make the films accessible to the blandest, most middle-of-the-road audience that you get problems.
Yeah, you get movies that all look like American television.
Yeah, they all look the same, don't they? It's America. When you go there, you don't...
Now you'll hear part three again.
With us today in the studio is the film director, Anne Howard.
Anne, your early success gave you the opportunity to travel to the USA to work in Hollywood. Would you say you have a good relationship with the American film business?
Oh, everybody has a tough relationship with the American film industry, you know. Hollywood's got this ability to love the success of the films you've done independently and then want to destroy that very fact, really, to buy you and then to make you into something very different.
Their studio system did little for the one film you made over there, did it?
Yeah, it was a bit messed up. I had a bit of trouble there.
It's a shame, because you can see the original concept has an awful lot going for it.
Yeah, but I shouldn't really be allowed to make a comedy. It's not in my temperament, really.
Ah.
I can't even tell a joke. So there are a lot of factors at work in all that.
There were several scriptwriters involved, weren't there?
Yes, quite a few. I mean, I wrote the script and there were American characters in it. So when I showed it to the studio, they said, well, let's define these American characters more clearly. Let's build up the American sequences and all that kind of thing. So let's work with this writer and that writer. And in the end, there were three or four of us working on it and it got a bit confusing.
And the ship sort of sails away at that point, doesn't it?
Right, it does. Yeah, but you still got to direct the film, you know, and you've got to deal with everything. And it was quite an interesting experience. I still got a lot out of directing it, you know. And then we cut the movie together and I went through the experience of previews, which I hadn't been through before.
Now, this is where they put it to test audiences, don't they?
Yeah, they do it very scientifically, actually. And the answers are always the same. It's amazing. You preview it in Los Angeles and they say, let's try New York to see if we get different responses. And then they're exactly the same in New York as in Los Angeles.
But surely that audience knows they're watching it under very strange circumstances.
Yeah, too right. You've got a bunch of self-appointed critics. Because generally you don't look at a film and fill out a card. First of all, you should choose to see a movie. When you pay for the ticket, you've accepted some level of involvement with the film.
It's like a contract, isn't it?
Yeah, but when you go to a test audience showing, you haven't done that. You're going to be a kind of privileged person.
And these people can cause changes to occur.
Well, yeah, they can do. They have approval ratings. Then they have to say if they will recommend it to their friends. And so you have to get definitely or probably on that, combined with excellent or very good on 75 to 80% of the cards. And if not, they put you back in the mincer and grind you up ready to spit you out again.
It makes you wonder what would have happened to the great classics if they'd had to go through that, doesn't it?
Well, they always did it. Hmm. Even Chaplin used to preview his films, you know.
Of course.
I mean, it's a useful tool as long as it's in the hands of the filmmaker. If you direct a movie, you want to know about points that maybe don't reach an audience. And you realise that very quickly if you show it to 200 or 300 people.
But then you're still relying on your own judgement, ultimately, aren't you?
Yeah. It's when it's used as a marketing tool or as a tool to make the films accessible to the blandest, most middle-of-the-road audience that you get problems.
Yeah, you get movies that all look like American television.
Yeah, they all look the same, don't they? It's America. When you go there, you don't...
That's the end of part three.